हेलो ओम हेलो
ओम ओम
ओम हियर मी
यस
ओम नमः
यस
पाणिनि कात्यायन पतंजलिभ्यः शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यः परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः येना अक्षर समाम्नायम अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् उत्सनम व्याकरणम प्रोक्तम तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतो अस्मि मुनित्रयम्। ओम नत्वा सरस्वतीं देवीं शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहं पाणिनीय प्रवेशाय लघु सिद्धांत कौमुदीं। नमो नमः। वेलकम बैक। Hope you has had a very nice long weekend and have memorized most of the Shabda Manjari, if not all. Yes, good. At least somebody said yes. Siddhisadhye satamastu prasadatasya dhurjatehe जाह्नवी फेनट्लेखेव यन्मूर्ध्नि शशिनकला। ओके लेट अस ब्रिंग द टेलीविजन अप। आर वी गुड? ओके एवरीथिंग इज फाइन टुडे। ऑल बैटरीज आर चार्ज्ड। सो दिस स्क्रीन विल कम। जस्ट गिव हर अ मिनट। The screen also will come. All this screen is good, that screen is good, so that screen also should come up. Anytime now. Okay. So, in the last class, we were looking at, meanwhile, you can look at the side by screens, right? We're looking at the Hita Upadesha. Let me pull up the document. And brighten the screen a little bit. Change the font size. We are in a nice mood today. Maybe going up and down, it'll work. Anyway, just give a couple of minutes, but we can start. So, in the last class, we looked at the shloka, right? Varam eko guni putraha. Let me bring it up. Okay. We looked at this shloka. Let us see the next shloka after this. So what is the meaning of this shloka? Good question. We looked at that varam. Varam means better. Ekaha, one. Guni putraha, virtuous son. Okay. Nacha, not, but not. Nacha. Murkha shatani api. Shatani murkha. Murkha. It will be plural, but it is singular because it's part of the samasa. So there is 100 fools. Okay, so but it's comparison between the two, between one son and 100 fools. Right? This what it is, not just fools, it is 100 foolish son, you can say that. So compared to that, it is better to have one meritorious son, Guni, or it is virtuous basically. We don't need to say meritorious, than 100 foolish ones. Okay. The single moon, Ekaha Chandraha, Tamohanti, dispels darkness. Nacha Tara Ganaha Apicha. Okay, and not a whole firmament of stars. So Gana is group. Okay. So whole group of stars will not be able to dispel the darkness, but the darkness will be dispelled by one moon. So that is the simile between the moon and the Guniputra. Okay, let us look at the next verse. Okay, so let us see if I can get the other text, the Hindi text. The Hindi text, the reason I'm taking that is because there the sandhis are done. Sorry, my dear friends, so many different things that needs to work right. Okay, got it. Can you say it with me? Punya tirthe kritam yena tapakvapyati dushkaram. Punya tirthe kritam yena tapakvapyati dushkaram. Tasya putro bhaved yashaha. Sorry. Tasya putro bhaved vashyaha. Samruddho dharmikaha sudhihi. Samruddho dharmikaha sudhihi. So like earlier, let us look at all the sandhi rules there. Punya Tirthe is one word for the Cheda. Punya Tirthe Krutam. So Krutam Padanta Makara. This Padanta Makara is followed by a Yakara, which is a Hal. So Padanta Makara becomes Anuswara. Krutam Yena Tapaha Kva Api Ati Dushkaram. One second, okay? One final adjustment. Ati dushkaram. Okay, so it's Padanta at the end. So at the end, you'll never have an Anuswara by the way. Because the Makara has to follow with a Hal. If the Makara did not follow with a Hal, that means a pause also, then it is not following a Hal. It is not preceded by a Hal, or a Hal is not following. Because the Hal is not following, I think some books you might see something like this. You might see something like this. It says Ati Dushkaram. Right? This Anuswara at the end is incorrect. Because Hal has to follow. So this is better. Dushkaram. I have another book here which has that Anuswara there. Then Tasya Putraha Bhaved Vashyaha Samruddhaha Dharmikaha Subhi. Okay. Let us do our start of our Sandhi rules. Okay. So Punya Tirthe. Okay. This is a Samasa. Punya Tirthe. So this is like a Punya is a holy place. Punya Tirthe. Punya Tirtha is this thing. Punya Tirthe is Saptami. Okay. Punya Tirthe. In a holy place. Or at a holy place. Krutam. Krutam means comes from a kru dhatu. Okay, so let me start introducing new terms to you. Okay, so punya tirthaha. So tirthaha is masculine. So punya tirthe. Okay, the pratipadikam is what? Punya tirthaha. Tirtha. Okay, masculine. Locative singular. Punya Tirthe. Okay. Then Krutam. Okay. Krutam. Krutam. Krutam is comes from a Kru Dhatu. Okay. Kru Dhatu is added a passive past participle called Krta. Remember this, kta is a participle which is passive past participle, PPP. It means in the meaning of having done. Okay, so krutam will mean done, what's already done. Okay, in this case, because it is the tapaha, it means that it is what is performed. So krutam doesn't actually mean performed, but because it is the tapaha, you will say krutam. So tapaha krutam. And tapaha is nominative. That's why this is also nominative. Okay. So this will be what? Neuter, nominative, singular of pratipadikam kruta. Okay. Krutam. Which means performed, that ED, that past tense, right, is because it is a past participle. What is this participle? Of course, that discussion is going to come later, but know that there is a participle there. Then, Punya Tirthe Krutam Yena. Okay, what is the Pratipadikam for Yena? Pratipadikam for Yena. Yeah, you're right. It is the Pratipadikam is Yad. In this case, by whom? Okay, and it is third case, Yena. Masculine, instrumental, singular. Okay, let us look at our Shabda Manjari.
Sorry to disturb you, your battery is going low.
My battery is going low. Thank you so much. Don't worry, we are not too far away today. Okay. Now the laptop battery is back to normal. Thank you. So Yena. Yena is Yad. So if you look up Shabda Manjari, and in Shabda Manjari, the Sarvanama Shabda. Remember Sarvanama Shabdas? One second. Where did it go? There it is. Okay, in the Shabda Manjari Sarvanama Shabda, you have to look at Yad. Yaha. So like Sad becomes Saha, Yad becomes Yaha. Yaha Yau Ye. Okay, Yam Yau Yan. Yena Yabhyam Yai. This is what? Yena Yabhyam Yai. This Yena means by whosoever. By who means what? By whosoever. By whom or by whosoever. Yena. It's a pronoun. So by whosoever, by whoever. Either way is fine. Tapaha. Tapaha, the Pratipadikam is what? Tapas. We saw that last time. It is neuter, nominative, singular. Tapaha. Okay. And then Kwa. Kwa is an avyay. Kwa api. Actually, take it both together. Kwa api. Kwa api. Kwa api means Kwa api means wherever. But he says wherever is Punya Tirtha. Is at the specific location. And why is he saying wherever? One of the meaning I have here says wherever. Yeah, I think kwa api means whatever, whatever, wherever, right? That is the meaning there. But I think some other may be filler also. Okay. The English translation that I have doesn't actually give a meaning for kwa and api. At some place. It could become an adjective to wherever, could be an adjective to at some place, right? So at a holy place, wherever, whichever holy place, wherever. Okay, so let us, there is an avyaya. So just keep it aside. And then ati dushkaram. Ati dushkaram. Okay, so here ati is an upasarga. It's a prefix. And dush is a dhatu. Not dhatu, it is also a prefix by the way. Dush is dur. Similar to dukkha, dur, dush. Right? Because ka is following, it becomes shakara by the way. That karam is from dhatu kru. Means very difficult to do. Ati, extremely difficult. Okay. So ati dushkaram is an adjective to tapaha. Ati dushkaram is an adjective to tapaha. That is why it is also nominative, neuter nominative singular. Okay. And the pratipadikam is ati dushkara is a pratipadikam. Okay. Which means what? Extremely difficult. Two adjectives.
Kalpeshji.
Dushkaram would be difficult. Yes.
The yena by whose is it masculine third? It's yena. It is instead of instrumental. Don't you think we should put three?
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Third instrumental case. Is three. Thank you. Yes. Yes. It is third case. Instrumental or third case. It is the third case. But you're right. Let's put three rather than an I. Thank you, Ma. So ati dushkaram, extremely difficult. Then tasya putraha bhaved vashyaha. Tasya. What is the pratipadikam of tasya? Come on. Tad is your pratipadikam of tasya. Okay. Is masculine? Is it masculine? Basically, yena. If yena is masculine, then tad also is masculine. Okay. You see, whosoever has done the tapa, his son. Right? So tasya is masculine. It cannot be neuter. If it's feminine, it becomes tasyaha. But it is masculine anyway. Okay. So masculine, sixth. Genitive, singular. Okay. Of his. Actually, of his is fine. It's just his. Of he is his. putraha. Adipadikam putra. Masculine, nominative, singular. Bhavet. Okay, bhavet. It becomes, it is derived, it is same as bhaved. Bhaved is same as bhavet. So bhaved is the word, it is same as bhavet. Okay, bhaved is from bhudhatu. Bhudhatu. Okay. And it is, the bhaved is, the lakara is vidirling. Vidirling. Vidhihi ling. Vidirling. It becomes vidirling. Bhavet. Okay. And it is Prathama Purusha. Eka Vachanam. Which means it is third person singular from Bhudhatu. Parasmaipadi. It is Parasmaipadam also. Now, what are all these meanings, right? That is what we have to discuss. Parasmaipadi. Parasmaipadam. The usage is Parasmaipadam. Bhavet. It comes from Bhavet. Bhavet, Bhavetam, Bhaveyuhu. Those are the remaining two forms. Bhavehe, Bhavetam, Bhaveta, Bhaveta, Bhaveyam. Okay. Bhavava, Bhavama. Bhave. Okay. So that is the Bhudhatu. Those are the forms, Vidirling. Okay. Parasmaipadam. Then what I would like to say is that here, the next one, right? Bhavet and the next one. Next is what? Vashyaha. Pratipadikam Vashya. Okay, these are all qualities. Vashya. Okay, Vashya is describing the putraha. That is why they are all nominative. Vashya. Vashya is obedient. Okay. Samruddha. Obedient. Samruddha is prosperous. Prosperous. Okay. Dharmikaha. Dharmikaha is righteous or religious. Okay. And Sudhi. Sudhihi is wise. Sushtu di yasyasaha. One who has good mind. Good logic, good mind, good intellect. Dhi is intellect. So Sudhi, the wise person. So these are the qualities. Vashyaha, Samruddhaha, Dharmikaha, Sudhihi of the Putraha. Okay, just a quick meaning. So by whoever, okay, Yena, Punyatirthe Krutam Tapaha, Ati Dushkaram. Whichever Punyatirtha, by whoever, whenever he has done a lot of penance, tapa is penance. What type of penance? Extremely difficult to perform penance, right? Has performed. Extremely difficult to do type of penance. Then, for him or of him, his son, putraha, bhavet, will be. Okay, will be. Or should be. Rather, will be. Should be. Bhavet. What is the, how will his service, is son be? His son will be obedient, will be prosperous, is righteous, and also wise. These are all adjective to putraha. And because putraha is masculine, nominative, singular, vashyaha, samruddhaha, dharmikaha, sudhihi are also masculine, nominative, singular. Okay. Yallingam, yadvachanam, yacha vibhakti, visheshyasya. Tallingam, tadvachanam, sacha vibhakti, Visheshanasyapi. I'll give you the statement. Whatever the linga, masculine, feminine, whatever the gender, right? Yallingam, yadvachanam. Whether it's singular, dual, plural. the plurality. Yadvachanam yacha vibhakti. Whatever the vibhakti is of the visheshya. Visheshya means the substantive. Tallingam tadvachanam sacha vibhakti. The same linga, the same gender, the same vachanam, the same plurality, and the same vibhakti also of the adjective. So what it means is that the adjective and substantive would or rather should have the same linga and the same should have the same vibhakti. Okay? It has the same vibhakti, but that is what it is. And this mechanism where they are same, putraha sudhi. Okay, it cannot be a different gender. Okay? It has to be putraha or should be sudhihi. Both should be masculine. Pashyaha, samruddhaha, these are all adjectives, qualities. Okay? Bhavet. Okay. So having, go ahead. What's your question? Yeah, I'll write it down. Okay. Can we write down this statement? Yat. Okay. Yat. Yad lingam. Yad vachanam. Ya cha vibhaktihi. Visheshasya. Tad lingam. Tad vachanam. Sacha vibhaktihi visheshanasyapi. Okay. There are some sandhi rules there which I'm skipping for now. Yad lingam becomes yal lingam. Okay. So this is what it is, right? Now let us look at our sandhi rules, which I forgot. Punya tirthe krutam yena. Okay, krutam visa yena tapaha kvapi. Okay, tapaha kvapi. Okay, so tapaha kva. Tapaha kva. Kva. Now we know it is tapas. It is sakaranta. Pratipadikam is sakaranta and nominative singular also is tapas. Okay. The sakara pratipada of the vibhakti is added and it is removed. Tapas remains tapas. Okay. But tapas. Tapas is added, is followed with kva. Okay. So padanta sakara becomes what? Come on, everybody knows, right now? Plus kva. Okay. That padanta refa is followed by kakara, which is a khar. Will become what? Tapa plus kwa. Okay. And now because that what is followed, khar is a kakara, you have two forms. One is what? Tapaha kwa. And the other is tapak kwa. I don't know how to do that symbol. Let us do this symbol. Kwa. Which is the juva mulya. Tapaha kwa or tapak kwa. So both of them are possible. So this is 8266, sakara becoming guru, 8315, where it becomes tapaha, and then 8337, where this happens. It can have dual forms, one or the other. Okay. Kwa api. So kwa plus api. What happens here? A and A, you'll get Savarna Dirgha Sandhi. Okay. A and A, you'll get A. So you come what? Kwapi. So A is your replacement for A and A. Kwa api becomes kwapi. Okay. Now api plus ati. Ati dushkaram. right? Okay with this, this one everybody is fine. Savarna Dirgha, this is actually Dirgha Sandhi. Savarna Dirgha Sandhi. A plus A becomes A. Kwapi plus Ati. Right? Here it is what Kwapi. E. E plus A. E plus A, what is the rule you will do? Louder. No. A plus E plus A, not A plus E. It will not become A. What will become? Yakara. Okay, you will get a Yan Sandhi. Okay. Why? Because you have E is followed with A. Okay, whenever you have an Ik followed with an Ach, then the Ik will be replaced with a Yan. That's a Yan Sandhi. Okay. So it will become what? Appu Yu. Appya. Okay. Appya Ati. Ati. It becomes, if you do all the sandhis together, it becomes what? Vapyasti dushkaram. Vapyati dushkaram. Okay? Vapyati dushkaram. That is a yan sandhi. Okay? Then let us look at putras. Putras plus bhavet. Okay, putras plus bhavet becomes what? Putra ru plus bhavet. Okay, padanta refa will become visarga, right? But this is actually a ru, isn't it? And that ru is preceded by an a and is followed by a hash, right? Whenever the ru is preceded by an a and followed by an hash, what happens? U plus bhavet. A plus U will become what? Putro bhavet. Gunasandhi. You see, right? Here it says putro bhavet. Putro bhavet. That is how the putro bhavet happens. Putraha bhavet, putraru bhavet, putra u bhavet, putro bhavet. Is Vidhirlinga Lakara? Yes. Vidhirlinga is a Lakara. Okay. Vidhirling. Ling is a Lakara. Then Putraha Bhavet. Then Bhavet. The actual word is Bhavet. But it is followed by what? Vashyaha. Because generally, whenever you have a jal, the jal becomes jash. Okay, so bhaved will become what? Bhaved plus vashyaha. Bhaved vashyaha. Bhaved vashyaha. Okay. So Vashyaha plus Samruddha. Vashyaha plus Samruddha. It is Vashyas. Vashyas. Padanta Sakar. Okay, becomes word Vashya Ru plus Samruddha. Samruddha Sakara is a Khar. Okay. So Padanta Refa will become what? Vashya Visarga plus Samruddha. Okay. Now the what is following the Visarga is a Sakara. So you will have two options. Okay. One is Vashyaha Samruddha. The other option is Vashyas Samruddha. You'll get a Sakara optionally. Vashyaha Samruddha. Vashyas Samruddha. Okay, but if you break that, then there is no optionality. You have to say Vashyaha. So, Tasya Putro Bhaved Vashyaha. So, then Vashyaha, because you are breaking, you cannot have that Sakara there. Don't say Tasya Putro Bhaved Vashyas. That would be incorrect. Okay. So Vashyaha. Samruddhaha Dharmikaha. Let us look at that. Samruddhaha. Samruddhas plus Dharmikaha. Samruddhas becomes what? Samruddha plus Ru. Plus Dharmikaha. So Padanta Ru preceded by Akara, followed with a Hash. Right? You follow? It is preceded by A. So these are the conditions. What are the conditions? A, Ru. Redu. Okay. A, Ru. And followed with a Hush. Right? It's followed with a hush. Then what will happen? The Ru will get Utva Desha. Becomes Samruddha U plus Dharmikaha. Becomes what? Samruddho Dharmikaha. Again, the A and U becomes Gunasandhi. Are you guys getting the hang of the Gunasandhi now? All of this, Putro, right? Samruddho, Tamohanti, Tamohanti, which we saw last time, Putro Na, right? Eko Guni. We have seen four or five examples where whenever a hush follows and is preceded by Ukara, by Akara, then you'll get this Okara Desha, right? Finally, it becomes O. Samruddho Dharmikaha. Now, Samruddho Dharmikaha, then Dharmikaha plus Sudhihi, right? There you have two forms, Dharmikaha Sudhihi or Dharmikas Sudhihi. Similar to what you have done for Sakara. Is a Padanta Sakara, you will get a Ru, will become Visarga, Visarga is followed with Sakara. You'll get Visarga will be replaced with Visarga optionally or with Sakara. It will come Dharmika Sudhihi. Dharmikaha Sudhihi or Dharmika Sudhihi. Okay? Anyway, Punya Tirthe Krutam Yena Tapakwapyati Dushkaram Tasya Putro Bhavet Yashvashyaha Samruddho Dharmika Sudhihi. Get it? All of you? Okay. This, what you are seeing here, Vishesha, Visheshana, both having the same case, is called Vishesha, Visheshana, Samanadhikaranyam. Okay. Vishesha, Visheshana, Samanadhikaranyam. Okay, there is when the similar thing samanadhi karanam is between a thing and a nama, it's called thing samanadhi karanam. Okay, and then in Vedanta, what we saw, what Swami was explaining, was also called as badha samanadhi karanam or badhayam samanadhi karanam. Okay. There are these type of samanadhikaranyam. In English, it is called concord. C-O-N-C-O-R-D, concord. Bad. Okay, so you have Vishesha, Visheshanam, Shana, Samanadhikaranyam. Okay, or thing samanadhikaranyam or bad samanadhikaranyam. There is also another samanadhikaranyam which you don't usually get exposed to is vakya samanadhikaranyam, where the previous word is talked about and then you say by him. There is samanadhikaranyam there also between pronouns, between a noun and a pronoun. Okay, so these type of samanadhikaranyams exist. Now, Ayun, Zulruk, Aeong, Ayauj, Ayavarat, Lan, Nyamangananam, Jabhai, Ghadadash, Jabagadadash, Kapha Chatha Chatatau, Kapai, Shasasar, Hal, Iti Maheshwarani Sutrani. Okay, so Panini, he found that in the language as it exists, there are 10 types of various usages. In fact, there were 11 types of usages. Okay, for the akhyata. So what is akhyata? If you go back and refer to the akhyata, we saw that there are 4 types of words: akhyata, nama, upasarga, and nipata. Okay, so take any word, it has to be one of those 4 types: akhyata, nama, upasarga, nipata. Up till now, we saw nama, we also saw sarvanama. And we found that nama and sarvanama, they get declined in a sentence. So somehow, the relationship of that nama has to be specified. How does it connect to the verb? If it doesn't connect to the verb, then the nama connects to another word. Right? That mechanism exists. So, when this nama is associated with the verb or anything like that, what are these types of verbs? Okay, so Panini found that there are around 11 types of verbs. How many? 11. So, let us say that there are 11 types of akhyatam. Akhyatam is actually a word denoting some sort of, maybe an action, but it is more of verbs and mood also. But in Sanskritam, the verb and mood, right? The tense and the mood, they get together and both of them will refer to the verb. So he said, okay, let me cook up 11 names. Okay. So he said, how do I do it? He looked at his Maheshwarani Sutranis. Ayun, Rulruk. Okay, Rulruk. Aeong. Ayauj. Ayavarat. So he looked at these vowels. Ayun, Rulruk. Rulruk. A, O, I, and O. He looked at all of these. Then he said, there are some things I can use 2 more consonants, ta and nga. Okay. And then he said, okay, let's call these as lakaras. Lakara means all of them will have l, lakara as a common. Okay, this is actually, no names exist, so he is making names out of the letters that he has. Okay, so you take lakara, akara, akara, takara. What do you get? Lat. You get lakara, ikara, takara. You get lit. Lakara, ukara, takara. Lut. Lakara, rikara. Are you getting the hang of it? Lut, lit, lut, lrut, late, lot. Okay, he didn't want to go to light and lout. He said, okay, let's do something else. Okay, he said, okay, let me do lung. Ling, Lung, and Lrun. Okay? He said, let's do this. Then he found actually Ling, there are of 2 types. Okay, these are of 2 types. And he also said, the late is something that will be used only in the Vedas. So now you see how many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Back to 10. Okay. So you lose one and you get back one. 6 plus 4 is 10. But you lose one of the late because it's only in the Vedas, not in the Laukika. Okay. And Ling are two types. Vidhiling and Ashiling. Okay. So he said, okay, this is how it is. Let us do 10. These are the 10 lakaras. What are these? These are called 10 lakaras. Okay. I presume all of you have a Shabda Manjari. Can you tell me who does not have a Shabda Manjari? Anybody here who does not have a Shabda Manjari? You have a Shabda Manjari? Okay, we should get you a Shabda Manjari. Who else? You have Shabda Manjari? Shabda Manjari? You have Shabda Manjari. Okay, everybody has Shabda Manjari. Okay. Then go to Shabda Manjari, page number 108. This is what we are going to do in the next few days, okay? I'll pull it up. Give me a second. Okay. You see this, everybody? Prastavana. He's just making some statements. Sanskrita Bhashayam Prayena 2200 Dhatavaha roots Santi. Okay. You follow? It's very simple Sanskritam. I think all of you follow, right? In Sanskrit, in the language, Sanskrita Bhasha, generally, Prayena, there are about 2,200 roots. Okay. Esham ekaika syapi. Eka eka becomes ekaika. That's Vruddhi Sandhi. Eka and eka becomes ekaika. It's Vruddhi Sandhi. Ekasya and api becomes ekasyapi. That is what sandhi? Savarna dirgha sandhi. So tesham ekaikasyapi, that means dhatoho dashalakara sambhavanti. Okay? So I'm translating it for you, every word by word. Tesham. Tesham means of those. Of those what? Of those pakoras, of those dindodas. What is it? Roots, of those roots. Because the pronoun is referring to the previous noun. You follow? This is sarvanama based samanadikaranyam. Because you cannot say tesham would be something else. Right? Tesham is always referring to what has gone behind, got before. Okay, this is again another type of a concord. Okay. Where between the previous statement and the next statement, there is a samanadikaranyam. So, tesham, of those roots, eka ekasya api. Eka and eka, when you have, that means one and one, again and again. That means each one of them. For each one of them, okay, of each one of them, eka ekasya api, dhatoho, that means of each dhatus, of each roots, dasha lakaraha sambhavanti. 10 lakaras are possible. Okay. Possible means it's possible to have those roots then in 10 lakara forms. Okay. This mechanism of converting the root into the lakara form is called conjugation. What is it? It's called conjugation in English. Sanskritam, you don't know. You just say lakara. You don't need to know anything translation there. These lakaras, the forms that you will create are conjugated forms. So of those dhatus, 2200 dhatus, each dhatu can have possibly 10 lakaras. But remember, only one in one statement, only one lakara will be used. Okay. So these teshu shat lakaraha kalavachakaha chatvaraha prakarabodhakaha. Okay. So now the teshu is, what is it referring to? Binduvada? Yes, among those, teshu means among those, right? But those what? Among those roots? No, among those lakaras. Okay. So now teshu is referring to, you see, tesham was also pronounced referring to dhatus. Now teshu is also pronoun in those or amongst those, right? Is referring to what? To the lakaras. Teshu shat lakaraha kalavachakaha. There are six lakaras which are kala means time. Vachakaha means they are time specifying. Okay, kalavachakaha, which is means they are tenses. Six of them are kalavachakaha. Chatvaraha means four. Prakara bodhakaha. Okay, prakara bodhakaha are, prakara means various forms. Bodhakaha means they show various other forms. Okay, so in this case, what are those forms? Those are English equivalent of those forms are moods. They will specify the moods. I'll tell you. We'll go. He'll explain. Let's say they're called as moods. Now, why does in English, it's nothing to do with your mood, okay? Or my mood, right? It has nothing to do with that. This is moods. This is called moods. In grammatical terms, they are called moods. Okay, we'll see what those moods are. But yatha means, he's explaining further, shad kalavachakaha, six tenses. So you will say, how can there be six tenses? It's past, present, and future. Okay, this is height, right? Past, present, and future. But this is six tenses. Okay. Then he will divide those tenses. One present tense. Okay. Three kinds of past tense. And two kinds of future tense. So one present, three past, and two future. You will say, how is it possible? How can you have three past tenses? Okay. There's something called as immediate past and not so immediate past. Similarly, there's immediate future and not so immediate future. Okay, so that will give you two of past and two of future. But there is one more past tense, lit lakara. It's called paroksha lit. It is past tense, which is also a past tense where you are not the witness. Some more specificity is brought in. Okay, so these are the six kalavachaka. What are the six? It gives you further. Lat Vartamanaha. You may write down every one of them. I'm going to explain you. Okay. Out of these, there are at least four of them which we are going to study. Okay. Why not all of them? Yeah, why not all of them? Because we don't need to study all of them all together. Okay. So let us look at the six tenses. Okay. Apparently, English also has those tenses. That's why you have this English meaning translation for those. Otherwise, why will you have English translations? Right? Maybe English has even more than that. Okay. So, Parma, do you have a question?
No. I cleared it up. I got it. Thank you. I was going to ask you for chatvar, but I got the meaning. Four. Yeah.
Four. Ten, right? So, ten means six tenses, four moods. Okay, so first is lat. What happened? You can see the screen? Okay, why don't I? Good. So first is lat, lat vartamanaha. So vartamane lat means lat lakara means it is referring to present tense. Okay, lat vartamanaha. Lang anadhyatana bhuta. Adhya is today, Adhyaya is today. Anadhyaya means not today. Do you guys see the screen still? Something happened.
No.
They disconnected my external display. Something happened to the external display. One second. Okay, let us do this. Okay. Mind of its own today. Anyway, why don't we just look at this? It'll come whenever it comes. Okay. Some problem with this login thing today. It's been asking me that. It just wouldn't go. Okay, I'll figure this out later. And let us go to Shabdamanjari, Hitopadesha, Shabdamanjari. Here it is. Okay, you're able to see a screen? Our online friends?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, anyway, just quickly. Vartamane lat. Lung is anadhyatana bhuta. Adhya is today. Not today is anadhya. Tana is in the time period. Okay. Bhuta means past. So the past, which is the time period of not immediate, not today's 20, let's say last 24 hours. Okay. Anadhya tana bhuta. Then you use lang lakar. Right? Then lung bhutaha. Lung is used only in the tense of bhutaha. So when you use lung means, it means just past tense. Okay. Lit is paroksha bhuta. Para is other. Iksha means, paroksha means somebody else is a witness. Aksha is eyes. Right? Para aksha. From there, I think somehow the derivation of paroksha comes in. Okay. So where paroksha means somebody else is the witness, where I have not, the speaker, I mean the speaker is not the witness, speaker is saying, you know, speaker says Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, that means that did speaker saw Shri Bhagavan saying that things? No. Okay, it is said that Bhagavan Uvacha, from where Bhagavan Uvacha, so he says Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, where Uvacha is a lit lakara. Paroksha bhuta means past where the speaker is not the witness. Okay. So if speaker is not the witness, here's the homework for you. Think, can it be first person, second person, or will it always be third person? Think about it. Don't need to tell me the answer. Okay. Lut lakara. Lut lakara is anadhya. Tana, it is not anadhya na, it is anadhya tana bhavishyat. So bhavishya is future in the time period which is not today's future. It is anadhya tana bhavishyat. Then you will use what? Lut lakara. And lut is samanya bhavishya. Okay. Samanya bhavishya means all futures. Today, tomorrow, doesn't matter what future it is. Use lut lakara. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishna Arpanamastu. We will continue with this lakaras tomorrow. Any questions?
Thank you, Kalpeshi.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
No problem.